On today's program, Saturday Art Time is back at the National Gallery of Jamaica. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. The National Gallery of Jamaica NGJ's Saturday program for children has returned for its second iteration, again geared at immersing youngsters from all over in the world of Jamaican art. Assistant curator Monique Barnett-Davidson says this year's program is chock full of excitement, with lessons in drawing, painting, assemblage, collage, and animation. And to sweeten the pot, registration is free of cost.
Saturday Art Time is our child art program, which is fully funded by Chase Fund, and it features a number of art-based activities happening in the museum context, which is a little different from what you'd find at a lot of other art classes. The classes begin at 10 a.m. They continue until 1 p.m. We appeal to children ages 8 years old to 15 years old.
The initiative, she notes, was born out of a need to contribute to the interest in and the sustainability of Jamaica's art world. And where better to start than with children, in whose hands the future of the industry rests.
One of the main aims behind the program is that we want to help to foster a generation of young Jamaicans who can feel invested in an institution like the National Gallery. A large percentage of our audience are in fact children. We are well supported by the schools and the educators. And we firmly believe that by having these types of facilitations, it will encourage them to see the National Gallery as a place that they can be invested in. When they grow older and become adults, they will continue to support the institution and encourage their own children to support it.
The earlier that lesson starts, the better. And the program is not just for young Rembrandts and Picassos.
The art activities take place in a way that make children feel comfortable about doing art. They don't have to worry about being super talented. We have very competent and very efficient workshop instructors who are dedicated to guiding all the children to an appreciation of art, so much so that some of the children who have been in the program before, they still come to the gallery.
At times, Mrs. Barnett-Davidson notes, the world of art is gravely misjudged, causing individuals and groups of persons to want to shy away from interacting with the industry.
They still come to the gallery and they speak very sensibly about the works that are on display, and they really feel comfortable in the space, as opposed to questioning whether or not they should be in a museum like this, which is something that we find often with some members of our adult audience. Some persons, unfortunately, see a place like the National Gallery and may feel a little intimidated or overwhelmed by whatever expectations they think that we may have of them. In our program, we encourage the children to not feel that way and to be entitled to their opinions and their appreciations of the things that we display here.
Spanish painter Pablo Picasso once said, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up." The team at the National Gallery is working on that, working to ensure art remains a viable part of our culture and our future. Remember, Saturday Art Time happens every weekend, right up to March 24. Visit the gallery for registration forms at 12 Ocean Boulevard, Block 3, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston, or call the Education Department at 922-1561 or 618-0654 for more information. Before we go, remember Reggae Month activities are still in full swing. On February 14, Red Rose for Gregory happens at the JC Auditorium. Every Wednesday after that, Rani Williams Entertainment Center will come alive with Jaria's weekly Reggae Wednesdays events. And don't miss insightful and inciting discussions at Jaria's Open University every Tuesday and Thursday. Next week's Open University will be at Edna Manley College. But from February 20 onwards, the talks will be held on the Papin campus of the University of Technology. The full calendar of events for Reggae Month has been published on the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association's website at jariajamaicamusic.com. That's all we have time for this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.